Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating USBKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Kieran on The Hard Shoulder this evening. In the category of stories you didn't see coming today, Owen Hayes, a newly elected Sock Dem TD, has been suspended from their parliamentary party with immediate effect. It came after journalists got frustrated earlier when they were trying to get an answer from Deputy Hayes about shares he had in a controversial firm with links to the Israeli Defence Forces. Have a listen.
Owen answered that he divested the shares fully before he entered politics. So that gives you a timeline.
How can you go into the Dáil and ask for transparency on issues from other politicians when there's something basic, like when these shares are divested, reason, how much they were, sorry, you won't give that answer.
And I appreciate, Greg, but the reason why this is aware is because Owen was completely transparent in terms
of... He hasn't been transparent.
He's complete.
He hasn't been aware of this issue.
With the law, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. The law.
When you disposed of these, exactly, and how much was the valuation?
I think
I've answered the question.
No, you haven't answered the question.
If you just say the month, we can move on. That's what I mean. If you just say the month, we can all move on.
The answer was that the shares were fully divested of before Owen entered.
That wasn't the question.
That's the question.
Yeah. That's
the question that was given.
Owen, why the secrecy?
There's no secrecy. I made the ethics declarations.
Why the secrecy on when exactly you got rid of
the declarations? There's no secrecy.
Do you think understand it's why the timeline of when you got rid of them is important?
I think it's important to people on where I stand on Gaza and where I stand on Israel. And I have been absolutely unequivocal on that. And I divested entirely from a shareholder that was associated with a company that I disagreed with. I divested entirely before I entered politics.
When?
I divested entirely.
Yeah, you can actually hear him tying his shoelaces and then falling over. It's excruciating. Apparently went on for about 16 minutes. Craig Hughes, political editor of the Irish Daily Mail. Good afternoon to you.
How are things?
Well, I'm better than Owen Hayes is doing by the sounds of it. Look, the background to this is that he worked with a company called Palantir, and as often happens when you work with multinationals, you accrue shares in this company. Why is that an issue for a Sock Dem TD?
It's an issue because the company involved, one of their clients is the Israeli Defence Forces. So while Mr. Hayes worked there between 2015 and 2017, he still went on to hold shares in that company. And again, as you said, the company is quite controversial. So one of the services they provide the Israeli Defence Forces is they supply them with artificial intelligence tools, which are used to identify targets in Gaza. And they have, I guess you would say, boasted about their support for Israel. I mean, their founder, Peter Thiel, told a lecturer at Cambridge earlier this year that he feels that Israel broadly get it right in Gaza. And that he really isn't any, wouldn't make any apologies for helping the Israeli Defence Forces. Now, I broke this story in the Irish Daily Mail last week. His ethics declaration from when he became a councillor said that he divested the shares within 12 months of signing that. I've been asking since Thursday when exactly he did that and what was the value of those.
Okay, and that's where he came undone at this doorstep. So when did he actually divest of those shares?
Yeah, but I think it's important to say that we've had several days of them refusing to answer the questions now, and also in that time the Social Democrats should have been clear with him about when this was. So this morning I finally had a chance to ask him in person. 23 times he was asked when he divested the shares. He gave a variation of answers, some that said before he entered politics, which would be before June when he was elected to the council, and others he just said in the last 12 months. I was quite clear with the Social Democrats who were there, that their deputy leader, Kieran O'Callaghan, foreign affairs spokesman, Gary Gannon. I said, look, I'm not going to stop asking you these questions into next week, the week after, until you give us an answer. And then hours later, it was revealed that he sold the shares in July of this year and that he, pre-tax, received €199,000. And then the reason why this date is crucial, right, of July is, if you go back to November 2023, Holly Kearns, the Social Democrats leader, stood up in the Dáil and said inaction in relation to Gaza is complicit with genocide, as she called on the government to divest themselves completely from Israeli companies. So you can't have in one breath, criticise the government for inaction in relation to Israel and Gaza, while at the same time, one of your party members profit from a company whose share price, by the way, has increased exorbitantly since October 7th.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything right about Palantir, but if I could just put it, context is important here. He divested those shares 1 month after he was elected to Dublin City Council. Okay, so therefore, he could the argument not be made? He has done the right thing. He just kind of flip-flopped around when he did it, when he was asked the question. And the other part of this, Craig, is why would anyone enter politics, no matter what their political persuasion? This is the kind of pressure they come under when they actually enter.
No, to be clear, the issue is one of political hypocrisy. So if you look at the Social Democrats' line on this, so go back to November 2023, where they're saying that the state should divest themselves from companies involved in Israel. You can't then at that point, he still had the shares, he held on to them.
Was he a member of the party at that time?
I'm not sure if he's a member of the party, but
is that kind of important? Because if he decided to join the Social Democrats, then he divested his shares, then he ran for a councillor, then he became a DD. Does that not perhaps show that he was a convert on the road to Damascus, and should he be penalised for that?
Well, one would expect that you would share the political views that your party is opposing if you're about to join them. So look, he had a chance to answer those questions earlier, and I can't preempt what he would say to that. So you can ask him that if he wants to come on board with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been thrown under the first 46A that was passing by. He's been removed from the parliamentary party with immediate effects. So the Sock Dems, almost before the Dáil even sits, goes from 11 to 10 TDs. Not a great start to Holly Kearns' new term.
No, it isn't. But I thought it was inevitable, to be honest, from the moment I broke this story, because they've really ratcheted up the rhetoric in relation to Israel and Gaza, and they've been to the forefront of criticising the government for what they say is inaction in that area. So you just simply were never going to have a scenario whereby they would be able to defend this position. And, you know, it dragged on now for about a week, and I think today they finally realised that they weren't going to be able to kick for touch and let it blow by.
Okay, Craig Hughes, political editor of the Irish Daily Mail, showing that if you have a bone as a political reporter, you have to keep with it. He eventually got the story. Owen Hayes, the Sock Dem TD, has now been stood down, kicked out, removed from the parliamentary party for the Social Democrats in that shares scandal, if we'll call it that. I'll go back to the point, though. Why would anyone want to get involved in politics if everything that you've done, no matter how significant it is raked over? And this is what's after happening to a first-time TD.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.